This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leona McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Jim Innes and Abby King. We're talking about Sense of Place. This is a series of events, and we'll get into all the different dates and locations, but you can find more information or the full listing of them online at backyardconcept.com/senseofplace. That's backyardconcept.com/senseofplace. Jim, Abby, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, thank you, Tony.
So this is a series of events, the first one being this Wednesday, and that will be Building Partnerships and Maintaining Trails at Tuckerman Brewing Company, 6 o'clock till 7:30 in the evening. Jim, why don't you start us off? Explain the background to this event series and what you're trying to do with it.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Tony. The idea started out, it's part of my job as a district ranger for the Forest Service. I speak with the public a lot. And in those discussions and listening to others that I work with talk, you know, other partners, it became apparent that the public really doesn't have a good idea what's going on their public lands. And I don't mean just the Forest Service, but I mean all the conservancy land here, Upper Saco Valley Land Trust, Chicorva Lake Conservancy, State Land, TNC, and Nature Conservancy. And so I thought it would be good for us to tell that story. But there's another part of it, which is the public lands, but there's also all the partnerships that we have on those public lands that make things happen. So mountain bike trails, brought to you by the Mountain Bike Club. The trails on the White Mountain National Forest, for example, are 75% maintained by volunteers. So there's a huge effort on the national, on the public lands to, you know, create all these recreation opportunities. So I brought this idea, this concept to some partners here that are listed. And, you know, we sat down and talked about it. They took the concept and turned it into these, we turned it into these five presentations.
And you're mentioning it being listed. Listeners obviously can't see the poster.
Right,
so
right,
I'll go
sorry.
Through that. That's the Axis Fund, Backyard Concept, Chicorva Lake Conservancy, Hubbard Brook.
The Hubbard Brook Foundation.
Hubbard Brook Research Foundation.
Yeah.
REI Co-op, Tin Mountain Conservation Center, Forest Service, and Upper Saco Valley Land Trust.
And the Nature Conservancy as well.
And the Nature Conservancy. And you can find all these listed online, backyardconcept.com/senseofplace. So this first presentation is going to be Building Partnerships and Maintaining Trails. What exactly will that entail? Abby, why don't you get in on this?
Sure. Thank you, Tony. So as Jim mentioned, there's a lot of different things that happen behind the scenes for how public lands are managed and how the public is invited to recreate there, volunteer for trail maintenance, and generally use those public lands. And so our first forum is really drilling deeper into how does that happen. And as Jim mentioned, it really happens through partnerships. So our first forum will have five different panelists that will be talking about specific examples of how their organizations collaborated to create outdoor recreation opportunities on public lands. The example that we'll be talking about this Wednesday is an example where the Granite Backcountry Alliance, which is an advocacy and trail maintenance organization that works to create new zones for people to go backcountry skiing, how the GBA, as they're called, worked with the Forest Service and the Upper Saco Valley Land Trust to create a new glade zone in Intervale. And so we'll have William Abbott from the Upper Saco Valley Land Trust sharing the perspective of how the Land Trust was involved in that partnership. We'll have Kristen Bailey, who's the trails manager for the U.S. Forest Service in the White Mountains. We'll have Eric Nelson, who's the regional supervisor for the New Hampshire State Parks. Tyler Ray, who's the founder of the Granite Backcountry Alliance. And Zach Urgis, who's the White Mountain Trails supervisor at the Appalachian Mountain Club.
And this is largely going to be Q&A oriented. You want to make sure that the information gets out there and is understood by the community. So you want to make sure that there's that firsthand interaction.
Exactly. So this isn't a lecture series. This is a public forum. So we really hope that the public will attend and feel welcome to speak up and ask questions. We'll have different methods for people to be involved in the forum, not just a Q&A, but we'll also have comment cards, and we'll have a really fun online poll that people can participate in using their smartphones. So we really hope that the public will come out, because we want to hear from you and what's important to you as far as your public lands.
Is that online poll going to be on the website, or is that social media, or?
It's a live poll at the event.
Oh,
so
okay.
There'll be a screen where there are questions that pop up on the screen, and then the people at that event at that time can text their response or their question, and it'll show up in live time on the screen.
Oh, cool. So it's Sense of Place, community forums on outdoor recreation and public lands in the Mount Washington Valley. The first one's this Wednesday, 6 till 7:30 in the evening at Tuckerman Brewing Company, and that is Building Partnerships and Maintaining Trails. Later on in March is going to be Mountain Safety and Rescue. That's Beyond the 10 Essentials. That will also be at Tuckerman Brewing Company, 6 till 7:30 in the evening, and that will be March 4th. So what exactly is that going to be covering? I assume the mountain rescue services?
Yeah, well, we're going to have a several folks there. We're going to have the Avalanche Center, the Mount Washington Avalanche Center, New Hampshire Fish and Game, the Mountain Rescue Service, and Conway Fire Department. And we're going to just talk about some basic stuff with search and rescue, and let people know what goes on. You know, the more and more visitation we get, the higher the search and rescue, and just what's happening around that.
So it's Sense of Place, community forums on outdoor recreation and public lands in the Mount Washington Valley. Let's go through all the events real quick. There's February 5th, this Wednesday, Building Partnerships and Maintaining Trails. That's going to be 6 in the evening at Tuckerman Brewing Company. March 4th, Mountain Safety and Rescue, Beyond the 10 Essentials, 6 o'clock in the evening again at Tuckerman Brewing Company. April 1st, Supporting Diversity and Inclusion in the Outdoors. That's going to be 6 o'clock in the evening at REI North Conway. May 6th, Balancing Sustainable Recreation and Wildlife. That's going to be 6 o'clock in the evening at Ragged Mountain Equipment. June 3rd, recreating in a changing climate. Thanks, Jim. He's giving me the thumbs up on pronouncing that correctly the second time around. Recreating in a changing climate, and that's going to be 6 o'clock in the evening at Zips Pub, Cranmore Mountain. That will be June 3rd. All this, again, is available online to see the details of it at backyardconcept.com/senseofplace. That's backyardconcept.com/senseofplace. Jim, Abby, was there anything that we missed that you want to make sure gets mentioned? Or
I would just add, you know, we're looking forward to people turning out. Come down to Tuck's, have a beer. There will probably be beer and refreshments at all of these, hopefully. That's our plan. But if you could just hit the Q code on the on the poster or online, and just register through Eventbrite so that it's free, but just so we know you're coming. It's always nice to know how many we're going to get.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to have a full house and people to get engaged.
All right. So Sense of Place, the first forum, kicks off this Wednesday. Building Partnerships and Maintaining Trails, 6 o'clock in the evening at Tuckerman Brewing Company. Jim and Abby, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
Find more information online, backyardconcept.com/senseofplace. This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leona McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.